July the 8th, 1961, that Nick Kupoff's Pedro Discovery claim.
Discovery claim, Nick Kupoff's mining claim out here, and he's got a beautiful little cabin and a home and a garden. We've just been down to visit the neighbor, and we got a little pan of little gold. And Nick, what do you got to tell us about it now?
Well, I like my little place.
He likes his home here.
Yeah, this is my real home. I like it better than hotel rooms, as far as that
goes. We're all going to get out of town eventually.
Yeah.
Well, I brought Andy Wicken out here.
I've been busy around here, cut the brush and cut the wood and cut the grass, and I planted some birch trees here and moose break them up last winter.
Yeah?
Yeah. You can see them.
From the front of your cabin here, we can survey this whole valley where gold was discovered in Alaska in 1902.
Yeah, that's a real discovery claim right in front of us here.
There's beautiful trees out here and the birds around. And tourists shooting through your cabin roof.
Yeah, they do. They try to hit the chimney and by God, they make holes in the roof.
And they didn't know GIs either.
I don't know who they are, but they sure like to shoot. I have to get up there and patch your holes once in a while.
Well, Nick, you won't be able to come into Monday night's meeting, so I'll invite you anyway.
Well, I should go, but I don't know. I better stay out here. I go maybe next time.
Well, this is Harry Hughes and Andy Wicken. I brought Andy out to visit with Nick for Saturday afternoon. We've had a good time. We saw a little gold. Panned a little gold with a shovel.
Yeah. Thank you for visiting.
Okay, Nick.
Welcome anytime.
This is Mrs. C.J. Wolfter and Mr. Frank Young and Mr. Wolfter over in their home in Slaterville.
Where?
You just go ahead and talk.
You're recording now.
You go ahead and talk. And I'll let you hear it back. Now, stop. That thing don't bite.
Well, yes. Mr. Wolfter, you've lived here many years, haven't you?
Yes.
When did you quit coming here?
I'm 23.
I know I lived for many years. He was only a family there. He was in Johnstown on the 4th of July, 1905. That night we went to a ball game on Watch Now Weeks Field. The mosquitoes pretty near carried it away. About 4 years. And then you... Then they sent me down the river to Tanana.
That's
the
early days of Fort Gibbon.
Yeah, Fort Gibbon, that's right. They called it Fort Gibbon. As a matter of fact, the town had three names. Fort Gibbon, Tanana, and Weir, W-E-A-R-E.
How come that it got the name of Weir? What was that deal?
Something connected with the steamboats.
Oh. I recall some of that early day soldiering down there, the Army and the Civil Corps and what have you. Down at Tanana, many years ago, when the Army first got in there.
See, the ACS built that wireless station, we call it then.
Yeah.
At Fort Gibbon.
Yeah.
I was in charge there for about 3 years.
Well, from Fort Gibbon, where'd you go to?
Went outside, then came back in later on.
Well, wasn't you in Nome, sir?
Oh, yes.
What year was it when you first went to Nome?
She went to Nome, I think, in 22.
And then you returned here and you stayed down there for a while?
Quite a while. My last assignment was at Nome.
Oh.
They sent me over there to install some diesel engines down the Cape. Supposed to be there 3 weeks and I was there exactly 9 months.
Oh.
Then I got discussions and came over and retired.
Was Harvey Carlisle down there at Nome when he was there?
No, I knew him here in the interior a little bit. He was connected with the land office.
Yeah, but he was in Nome for many years.
Yeah, he was in Nome.
Well, CJ, ain't you a past president of Eagle Four?
Yeah, sure.
What year was you past president? I mean, what year was you president?
21.
21,
yeah. I think that's what my watch says.
Yeah. I was president of 51.
Yeah.
Miss Walker, wasn't you president of the building?
Not that time.
At that time, well, that was nice. You both served together, wasn't it?
No, I served with you at that time.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I always admired Frank.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, in 51, CJ was, you were secretary then?
I believe
so. Yeah, he was secretary.
Well, it was a good old time.
Oh, they was a good old time.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
As many pioneers and making the last trail since the old days. Yeah. Well, that's why life goes on, Mr. Walker.
It does.
Yeah.
But I didn't think my son would go, but he did.
Yeah.
That's life.
Well, nobody expects to go, but just happens that way.
I don't care
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. You got to live your life and just live for the day.
That's right.
We never know.
We
can't count on tomorrow, and yesterday is gone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you got to live each day and look at life. Well, that is to be, that is to be, and that's it. Yeah. Us human beings don't have too much to say about our destiny.
No, correct.
I believe the earth will be finished.
I heard an old poem one time. I don't remember it all, but anyway, the first and last lines of a lot of the stanzas go, whatever is best. So whatever happens to us, is eventually we find is the best thing that could have happened. We have no choice anyway, so.
No, we haven't,
CJ.
The world has changed so fast in the last 10 years, people they can't keep up with it.
That's no, right. That's correct.
That's what's giving us a hard time now.
Yeah.
Since World War I.
It started then.
Yeah, the whole system of values in the United States have changed. Social, political, and everything else.
Yeah.
What is the last report on the president? He has a serious back condition.
Oh, he's recuperating. He's over now. He walks without crutches.
Does
he? Mm-hmm. He's
fine.
Very well. Mm-hmm.
Very young man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was injured in the war, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But he's doing all right. He's going through his papers and then, yeah. Well, Harry, you want to talk
about? Oh, is that going?
Yeah,
it's Sunday, July the 16th,
that's
right. 1961. Now I'll play this back for you folks to hear if it's any good.
Oh, goodness.
That was a short interview by Frank Young and Harry Hughes to the home of C.J. Walker and his wife in Slaterville. Sometime in later years, maybe they'll want to transcribe this in a little memorandum of this visit. And Mr. Wolfter is a very old-time Alaskan, a pioneer that was here at the early days of the Army communications. And we have also a tape recording of a talk given at the July 22nd, 1961 funeral ceremonies of Igloo 4 on another tape. So these little added informations are what we're trying to get put away for history.
This is Harry Hughes, Fairbanks, Alaska, and this is August the 25th, 1961. A little memorandum of the pioneers of Alaska that are fast passing away. On August the 15th, we had funeral, Jack Brooks, early day Dawson and Fairbanks pioneer, passed away at the age of 91 years.
And a few days later, we had a Mr. Cook, the grandson of Mrs. Sumi, a 60-year resident of the Pioneers of Alaska, passed away. And then we had Nate Speroni, another old-time miner from the early days of Walt Crick in the Fairbanks area, passed away at his cabin. And then today, Saturday, August the 26th, we had the funeral of another old-timer from Chicken, an Eagle. He'd been up there approximately 52 years in that area of mining. He was 74 years old. His nephew came from Seattle, Washington to be at his funeral, which should remind the pioneers and everyone that time takes its toll. And these little memorandums and these little stories that we are able to put away in the form of voice recordings or tape recordings or diaries or any other recorded means, we hope will be used to remind the newer people of the hardships and the good times in this vast, undeveloped country, or state of Alaska it is today. It used to be a great territory. And this is Harry Hughes, a little memorandum, hoping that in my efforts to record these incidents and voices of the past, that we will gain respect of the new people and the second generation people that don't realize how vast and how unexplored and the great opportunities of this great state of Alaska. This is Harry Hughes on this little memorandum.
This is Sunday, September the 10th, 1961, Fairbanks, Alaska, and this is on the last trip of Clyde Burkett, Pioneers of Alaska, on his visiting trip to the St. Joseph's Hospital here at Fairbanks. And there's Andy Wicken and Harry Hughes with him.
Pioneer, he's an old farmer. You tell who you just visited on.
I just visited, this is Clyde Burkett for the Pioneer Visiting Committee, and I just was in and visited Pat Burke, an old timer. He is, doesn't belong to the pioneers, but he is really an old timer. And 79 years of age.
We're going down.
We're going in to see him.
Second generation.
How would you give me a full name?
Pat Burke.
Pat Burke?
Yes.
And you come to Alaska when?
In 1910, I guess.
1910?
Yeah.
Well, you're very eligible for the pioneers.
Yeah.
And what is your birth date?
1880. Yeah.
In the, how old are you now?
I'm 70. Oh, I'm all mixed up.
79?
78, I think.
78 years old.
Yeah.
And this is September the 10th, 1961. Now you see we can check back on your age from that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What month? Do you remember what month you was born in?
In September.
Month of September also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what have you did in Alaska when you were here so many years?
Well, I worked mostly for the company.
FE Company?
Yeah.
U.S. Smelting. I think
yeah.
I met you now. Since you started telling me something, I thought your face was familiar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been. That's the only one I ever worked for.
You're like some other friends of mine. They've only worked for one person in their life. You stay with them wherever you're starting, that's where
yeah.
you stay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it takes in Alaska.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you get well real quick.
Oh,
and
I think
you
will.
And you, one of these days, you'll be prepared to join the pioneers.
All right. Yeah.
And this is how you
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Fine, how are you?
Pretty good. Here's some more of my pioneer friends.
What are you doing up here, resting?
Just resting, yes. Fooling the people.
Fooling everybody, Shorty, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. The last time I saw you was walking down the street.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was that?
Oh, not many days ago.
I've been here for 30 days.
Are you 30 days now?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to say to the pioneers Monday night?
Say to them.
Yeah.
I have a damn thing to say to them.
All right. Now, that you're telling them. See, I'm recording it on the tape for the
yeah.
pioneers.
I haven't got a damn thing to say to them. Well, none of them went to see me, and I don't give a damn.
Oh, Joyce.
Tell it on the tape.
Yeah. This is Clyde Burkett. I'm visiting Mr. Snelser. He's been in the hospital here for a period of about 4 weeks, I believe. And it's getting along fine now. No, I don't know him yet. This is John Fern?
Well, John Fern is a neighbor of mine up at Lignite. I used to leave a bottle of beer at your cabin once in a while when I went through there. Do you remember me now, Harry Hughes?
I don't know. I was with you, I saw
that. Well, you were there when Joe Gagnon was with you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You used to go out and haul with the horses, haul lagging to the mine. And you worked that little cut up in there where you had a little gold. Mm-hmm. Well, I walked all over there. Good many years up in that area. Do you remember I used to work down for the railroad?
Mm-hmm. I'm still living up there, too.
Mr. John Fern come in Alaska in 1907, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's lived most of his life up in that Healy River Canyon, around here above Healy Mine. Mm-hmm.
Well, Clyde, you didn't recognize him, I didn't recognize
him. No, I didn't recognize the man.
I should have remembered.
Yes. That's right.
I used to hike all over those creeks around there.
I never was up around
there.
Set
a few traps. I had that cabin down at Lignite near the roadhouse, remember? Yeah, well, the little old cabin was where the experimental farm was.
Yeah. Well, Jack Singleton lived.
Jack Singleton had it first. And then Andrew Dragish got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know where Andrew is today, don't you? He's over in the old country. Yeah, him and Mrs. Dragish, you know, after they got married, they went over to California for about 8 years. They sold all their property and they went over to Montenegro to stay, over in Yugoslavia, where he was born. They built a great big stone house over there. Down to Watsonville. Mm-hmm. I got pictures of his place. I went to visit him. Oh, you were just in temporary, John?
Well, I don't know how long
I'll
be here.
You're not alone up there at the cabin now, are you?
Yeah,
oh, you stay down in Centrana.
Mm-hmm.
Which place along there do you stay in? Yes. Right across from there. Mm-hmm. There's not very many people along there that used to live there.
No, I have very few.
What's his name?
Herb Williams.
Mm-hmm. There's somebody moved into Mary Thompson's place. Who's living in that? Oh, that's you. You're living in Mary's old house. Oh, yes. I saw her in town when she left here. I talked to her down here at the courthouse. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you get out of bed pretty quick, John.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to do it. Thank you. I don't know how I have to have a picture of the body. I don't know. I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm I remember that.